They call the foul on Ty Berry. Check that. They're trying to get the scoreboard right. It's 48 all. They had given Kamari the bucket. It was a nice idea, but they take it off. Still tied at 48. Inbounds pass Crowell. Low on the right goes up, and he got fouled by Nicholson. He got inside of Nicholson, and then Matthew Nicholson is guilty of his fourth foul, and that could be really big.
Crowell fooled him a little bit. I believe Nicholson was expecting Crowell either dribble it out or pass it out to the right wing. Instead, he turned inside.
Crowell, 2.7 rebounds, 3 assists in the game. At the free throw line here, the first attempt off the back of the rim, no good. Titus Verhoeven back in for Northwestern. He's playing with 4 fouls. He is in for Nicholson, who exits with 4. Still tied at 48, 9:55 remaining. Second free throw for Crowell on the way, and it's good. And the Badgers lead 49-48. Been pretty close throughout. Northwestern led by as many as 8 late in the first half. Biggest lead for Wisconsin has been 4, a 1-point advantage for Greg Gard's team now. Boo Booey walks the dribble to the right side. Picked up the dribble. Needs some help. Finds Ty Berry, shadowed by Asijan. Now Audige off the screen, takes the 3. Good. It rattles in from right of the circle. Chase Audige gives Northwestern a 51-49 lead, 9:30 remaining. McGee throwing to Davis on the right sideline. Jordan against Berry. Davis gives it up the wall at the top. Feeds Asijan right side against Barnheiser. Asijan turns it to Davis right point. Loops it into wall right of the lane. High pass pulled down by Crowell. Left block. Moves in on Verhoeven. Goes up and in. It counts at a foul. Big Steve with the end one. We're tied at 51.
I think that's where we've seen the difference. You've made note of it numerous times this year, where Crowell's additional weight and strength pays off in the paint, because he kind of muscled his way through Verhoeven on that shot, playing through contact to score.
Yep, and a 7-footer against the 6'9 Verhoeven, who has just fouled out of the game. Chris Collins using that time for the sub. 9:11 to play. The Badgers and Northwestern tied at 51, and Crowell at the line to try to give Wisconsin the lead. So Robbie Barron comes back in for Northwestern. Crowell with 5 points.
I'd like to see Crowell get into some sort of rhythm at the free throw line, though. Sustainable.
1 for 3 tonight. Free throw on the way, and that will dance out. No good, but a lane violation here against Northwestern. Barron got in there a little early. So Steve gets another chance. 51-51, Wisconsin and Northwestern with 9:10 to play. Free throw again for Crowell, and he makes good on that opportunity. 52-51, Wisconsin. Boo Booey with 18 points tonight, 6 of 11 from the field. He has 6 rebounds, 3 assists as well. Booey against Kamari McGee. A throw to Audige on the right wing. Audige checked by Jordan Davis. Bounce pass, Robbie Barron, top of the circle. Stops left elbow. Hands off to Booey against Wall. Booey looks him over. A little crossover to the line. Booey down the lane. 1 pump, low on the left, goes up. Contested shot, no good. Rebound, Crowell. Textbook D from Tyler Wall. 8:40 to play, 52-51, Wisconsin. Kamari McGee. To get to Davis, now Crowell right wing, shovels at the wall, baseline right, out to Connor for 3, right side, and that's an air ball, but it was touched by Audige last out of bounds to Wisconsin. A break for the Badgers, 11 on the shot clock. Don't think I've ever seen that from
Connor. No, we have not, not even in practice.
Chucky Hepburn will check back in for Wisconsin. 8:28 to play, 52-51 the Badgers. Hepburn in for McGee. And Kamari has helped his team here so far tonight. Hepburn baseline left wing inbound. Chucky looks and looks, loops it to Davis, catches left wing, 10 to shoot. Davis goes in the wall, backing, draws the double, retreats, now curls to the lane, finds Hepburn, baseline right, pull up 15-footer, off the rim, no. Rebound tapped into the hands of Robbie Barron, and a stop for Northwestern with 8:10 to play. 1-point lead, Wisconsin. 52-51, the Badgers. Boo Booey out high. Clyde's right side, hands to Berry. He'll flip to Audige high on the left. Gives it up to Barnheiser. Now it's Ty Berry out front, picked up by Wall on the switch. Seven to shoot. Here's Barnheiser driving, spinning in the lane, goes up over Crowell. Wide right, no good. Rebound, Tyler Wall. 7:45 to play, 52-51 Wisconsin. Wall to the front court for the Badgers. And the Badgers turn it over. He's losing the handle again, trying to go a little too fast there. Has slipped away from Tyler and out of bounds, and we have the under eights media timeout. Enjoy a clean running engine wherever you go. Top-tier tri-clean Citgo gasoline. Citgo, let's go together. From the American Family Insurance broadcast table, 7:41 remaining. Wisconsin 52, Northwestern 51. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matza Matt for Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub Lots of Matza Pizza.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net, it scores!
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
And stayed on the floor.
Badgers with 6 turnovers, Northwestern with 5. And games like this, so the turnovers just seems to be really glaring. Here's Boo Booey with a basketball, right elbow, feeds Barnheiser, tries a 3 up top, good. Brooks Barnheiser gives Northwestern a 2-point lead, 7:22 remaining. 54-52, the Wildcats. Northwestern 6 of 13 from the arc here tonight. Hepburn throwing to Crowell between the arcs. Guarded by Robbie Barron. A handoff to Jordan Davis. Shovels it back to Crowell. Right of the paint. Single coverage. Down the double from Barnheiser. Wall is open. Puts it on the deck. In the lane. Stops. Up low in the right. Good. Tyler Wall on the attack. We're tied at 54. 6:55 remaining.
Good decision on the part of Wall. Not settling for the three-pointer. Taking it to the rim instead.
Drew Bowie to the front court for Northwestern. Bowie against Hepburn, ball screen Barron, a handoff to Adige off the Barnheiser screen. Adige right elbow feeds Barron for 3, right corner off the rim, no good, as Siege of the rebound for Wisconsin. 6:35 remaining, Badgers and Cats tied at 54. Hepburn sets it up for Wisconsin. A throw to Siege in high on the left. Connor drifting up top, gives off to Davis, deep 3, right side, nothing but net. Cold-blooded Jordan Davis. 6:17 remaining, 57-54 Wisconsin. 15 tonight for Jordan Davis, and a timeout taken by Northwestern. This will be a 30 6:10 to play. We'll keep it here. Wisconsin 57, Northwestern 54.
Jordan Davis has been on the top of his game from the very beginning tonight. We mentioned he had that 7-point scoring streak early on. He's not afraid to shoot the ball. Look, he's never been afraid to shoot the ball.
True.
Sometimes he just doesn't go where he expects it to go. But he's got 15 points for Jordan Davis. That's career high. His previous high was 14 against Lehigh.
And a captain, obvious statement I'm about to make. They've needed all 15 and then some. Whatever else Jordan can get them here tonight. Chucky Hepburn with 11. Tyler Wall with a bucket a moment ago gets him in double figures. He has 10. Chris Collins using a 30. He has a 60 remaining. That's it. 6:10 to play. 57-54, Wisconsin. And Chase Audige will inbound, sideline rights. Front court in front of the Northwestern bench gets it into Bowie. Bowie against Hepburn near the midstripe. A throw to Barron, left of the wheel. Puts it on the floor against Tyler Wall. Barron now starts to back. Barron in the lane. One pump. Leans, can't get free. Throws it out to Audige. 8 to shoot. Audige off the left wing. Fades, left elbow. Jump. Good. Little fadeaway from Chase Audige. 57-56, Wisconsin. 5:48 remaining. Chucky Hepburn glides to the left wing. He'll throw to Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell to the left side. Bounce pass Hepburn. Left of the lane against Ty Berry. Chucky starts to back. Turns baseline. Now retreats to the corner. Shot clock is at 10. Hepburn up top. Gives it the Wall. Drives on Bowie. Tyler gets fouled by Bowie on the take. And that will be the first on Bowie. And a 1-1 coming up for Wisconsin. Team foul number 9, a 1-1 for Wall.
That's got to be challenging for Bowie.
Foul number 9, a 1-1 for Wall.
That's got to be challenging for Bowie. I mean, he's listed at 6'2". To try to defend, check someone like Tyler Wall, who's 6'9".
Yeah, he can, and Tyler can put it on the floor without a doubt. Nicholson in, Barron out. Wall tonight is 1 of 2 at the foul line. The Badgers are 5 out of 8. This is a 1-1. 10 points so far for Wall this evening and 5 rebounds. Front end is no good, and a rebound to Brooks Barnheiser. 57-56 Wisconsin with 5:23 remaining. Badgers now 5 out of 9 at the foul line. Northwestern's 10 of 11. Bowie outside left. Nicholson the screen. Chucky works over it. Bowie stops right elbow. Feeds Barnheiser. Barnheiser being dogged by Hepburn. Now Bowie against Wall. Bowie with a shot fake. Puts it on the floor. Drives right of the lane. Pushed it up. Off the glass and in. Bowie goes on the attack. 58-57 Northwestern. 4:57 remaining. Connor Esesian throwing to Wall at the left point. And a whistle off the ball. And a foul is called on the Wildcats. They point to Ty Berry. It'll be his third.
And I will say this about that matchup we were just talking about, Bowie and Wall. Bowie challenged Wall at the other end, played through contact, and scored against him. So you got to give him credit.
That's a great idea in general for Northwestern, trying to get that fourth foul on Wall. Badgers in the double bonus. Connor Esesian shoots 2, and he is good with a first. We're tied at 58, 4:52 remaining. Badgers have committed 5 fouls, so still one more to give before the bonus for the Wildcats. Second free throw, Esesian is good. He is now 28 of 30 at the foul line this season. 59-58 Wisconsin, 4:50 remaining in Evanston. Boo Bowie to the front court for the Wildcats. Picked up the dribble, finds Nicholson, sends it back to Bowie. Starts at the Barnheiser, hand off Audige, off the Nicholson screen, Audige, jump pass Bowie, right wing three, in and out, no good, Barnheiser a tip, no, but a foul inside. Well, that was halfway down and went out. Foul called on Jordan Davis, and that will be 4 on Jordan.
I've been impressed with Barnheiser coming off the bench. He's been really aggressive, especially chasing down misses. Just overall on that end, he's been active.
Sophomore at Lafayette, Indiana, coach's son. Matter of fact, his dad played at Purdue as well as Auburn. He hits the first free throw, and we're tied at 59 with 4:51 remaining. Barnheiser coming off a 10-point outing in their last game at Michigan. Second free throw coming up for Barnheiser in the air, and Northwestern has the lead back. Both free throws are good. 60-59, the Wildcats. 4:30 remaining. Hepburn right sideline, hands off to Davis. Flips to Wall, high on the left. Barnheiser defends. Wall puts it on the deck in the lane, drives to the cup, runs it up, no good. Rebound, Nicholson of Northwestern. 4:15 to play, 60-59, the Wildcats. And Bowie walks it across for Northwestern. Bowie against Hepburn. Bowie with 20 points to lead all scores. Works off the Nicholson screen. Bowie a deep three right of the circle. Back iron, no good. Crowell the rebound. 3:55 to play. Badgers down one and with a ball. Hepburn up the left side of the floor as Greg Gard calls out the play. Chucky works off a high screen from Crowell. Hepburn turns the corner. A throwback to Crowell. Turns it to Connor for three. Left side off the back rim. No good. Rebound chase Audige of Northwestern. Good look, but we had a good angle there. That did not look good on the release from Connor. 3.5 to play. And now play is stopped. I think Ty Berry might have some blood here. So this is an official's timeout with 3:31 remaining. And this will become the under four media timeout. So we'll take a break from the American Family Insurance broadcast table. 3:31 remaining. Northwestern 60, Wisconsin 59. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers service stations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Make your dream a reality with Menards Mastercraft Door Designer. Choose from our in-stock selection of Mastercraft interior doors or design your door your way with our Door Designer. This feature allows you to visualize your doors within your home before making your purchase. Simply start designing and make your visions come to life. Mastercraft has the fastest delivery, so you get your door in approximately 7 days. Save big money on Mastercraft Doors.
Save big money at Menards.
Time to pick tonight's Old Dominion best in the game, Jordan Davis. Fourth time this season he's been in double figures as a career-high 15 points tonight and four rebounds. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best of the game and is proud to be the official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics. 3:31 remaining, Northwestern 60, Wisconsin 59.
In most situations, too, Jordan Davis is drawing Chase Audige. It's no easy assignment. Last basket scored by Wisconsin was by Davis at 6:23, so the Badgers have gone 2 minutes and 52 seconds without a field goal.
It was an official's timeout. Ty Berry now out of the game. It's Bowie, Audige, Barnheiser, Barron, and Nicholson. Badgers have Davis, Asijan, Crowell, Hepburn, and Wall. It'll be Northwestern basketball with 20 on the shot clock, 3:31 of the game clock. Audige, sideline right, will inbound. Looks, finds Bowie. Bowie turns on Hepburn. Chucky goes down, and an offensive foul on Boo Bowie. And Chris Collins not pleased.
Well, it was that left elbow from our viewpoint, our angle here. It looked like he got the left forearm and elbow up into the gut of Chucky.
Badgers get it back, down one, 3:25 remaining. Pepper into the front court. He'll throw it right wing for... 62 Northwestern. 2:18 remaining. Badgers have three timeouts. Northwestern has the arrow. Hepburn on the dribble to the front court. They come to their feet here in Evanston. Chucky on the dribble to the left wing. Hepburn pounds the dribble. Kills it. Throws to Assijan. Rotates to Davis. Now it's Wall on the right wing. Greg Gard wants a timeout, and he'll get it with 12 to shoot, 2 minutes to play. You mentioned Greg had three. Now he has two. 2 minutes remaining, 12 to shoot. Northwestern 64, Wisconsin 62. And we will hold it here. Business really has picked up in the second half. Both teams 50% from the floor. Both teams shooting it well from outside. The Badgers 6 of 15 from the arc. Northwestern 4 of 9.
It's really a credit to two players, in particular for Wisconsin, for playing while in foul trouble most of the second half. That'd be Jordan Davis and Tyler Wall.
Yeah, Wall picked up his fourth a moment ago, and Nicholson hit the free throws for the lead. 7 points tonight for Matthew Nicholson and 5 rebounds. Exactly 2 minutes remaining. Northwestern 64, Wisconsin 62.
Yeah, Nicholson's effort at the free throw line is what's really stood out.
5 of 6. Jordan Davis, sideline right, front court will inbound. See what the Badgers draw up here. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. Between the arcs, 10 to shoot. Chucky picked up the dribble. And Jordan Davis gets it back to Hepburn. 5 to shoot. Chucky's got to go. 3 to shoot. 2 to shoot. Extra long 3 left of the circle. A brick wide left. And they got nothing whatsoever out of that timeout. And a shot clock violation. Northwestern with the ball up 2 with a minute 47 remaining. Now the Badgers in dire need of a stop as Boo Booey brings it up for the Wildcats. Booey through the midcourt logo with a minute 40 remaining. Left side feed for Audige. Audige off the Nicholson screen, picked up by Crowell. Audige foul line jump off the rim, no good. Assijan the rebound for Wisconsin. A minute 30 to play, 64-62 Northwestern. Hepburn to the front court, out between the circles, off a ball screen from Crowell. A throwback to Big Steve for 3, left of the circle. Short, no good. Davis a tip, no. And a rebound to Brooks Barnheiser. A minute 15 to play. 64-62 Northwestern. Wide open look, just couldn't knock it down. Big Steve. Boo Booey at the center circle, 105 to play. Booey against Hepburn. Down to 1 minute remaining, 12 to shoot. Bowie to Audige, 8 to shoot. Audige off the ball screen, right wing, 15-footer, no. Rebound, Davis of Wisconsin. 50 seconds to play, 64-62 Northwestern. As Jordan brings it to the front court, timeout, Greg Gard, 46 seconds to play. 64-62, Northwestern leads Wisconsin.
A couple of very important defensive rebounds by Wisconsin in the last two offensive possessions of Northwestern. In each case, Audige took the shot. And on one, the first one, it was Assijan with the defensive board. The second one, Jordan Davis. Those are so very important now, keeping the Badgers alive in the closing seconds.
Badgers with 10 second chance points in this game, just 6 for Northwestern. So another chance to draw something up coming out of the timeout. 46 to play, 23 to shoot. 64-62 Northwestern. The Badgers have missed 6 of their last 7 shots here from the floor.
You can tell, too, and it's nothing really new with the way some teams have defended against Stephen Crowell. If he's on the arc, they're going to let him take that three-point shot until he proves he can make some consistently.
We talk about free throw strokes. There's nothing wrong with the shooting look of Stephen Crowell, right? But just has not been able to hit that deep shot with any degree of consistency. Stephen with 8 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists. Northwestern has really limited his chances. Just 7 field goal attempts for Steve. 3 from the three-point line. So the Badgers have 1 timeout left. Likewise, Northwestern. Both teams in the bonus. Badgers in the double bonus. Northwestern the 1-1. Wildcats have the possession arrow. Jordan Davis, sideline left, right in front of the Badgers bench, will inbound. Brooks Barnheiser defending. Inbounds pass goes to Hepburn, and here we go. 20 on the shot. Inbounds pass goes to Hepburn, and here we go. 20 on the shot clock. Chucky high on the right, along the sideline. Nothing inside, throwing to Davis, deep right wing. 12 to shoot. Hepburn outside right. He's with Bowie. Chucky off the screen from Crowell. Chucky left of the lane. Step back baseline left. Jump off the rim. No. Rebound tipped in the air by Crowell. Pulled down by Barron. And he got fouled. Into the floor goes Bowie. As he took one low. They get Connor Esiejan with the foul with 26 and a half seconds left in the game. A 1-1 coming up at the other end as Esiejan called for his first foul. Bowie was shaken up. Looked like he may have taken one below the belt there. And he will come off. 26 and a half seconds remaining. Still 64-62 Northwestern.
Well, the Badgers have taken two timeouts over the last few minutes to set up plays, and they had a shot clock violation on one and Hepburn missed from the short corner on the other.
It's a pretty good defense from the Wildcats. Robbie Barron at the foul line for the first time tonight. He's an 83% foul shooter. The Wildcats are 14 of 15 at the free throw line. Barron with 5 points all in the second half. And this is a 1-1. That foul on Esiejan, his first, the team's eighth. Barron, the 6'9 senior out of Richmond, Virginia. And the front end is good. It danced all over the rim and went through. 65-62 Northwestern. 26 and a half seconds remaining. Second free throw coming up for Robbie Barron. He made the first. Eyes the rim. Second free throw is good. 4-point lead Northwestern. The Badgers need to get something quick. Inbounds pass to Hepburn. 25 seconds to play. Chucky to the front court. Out between the circles. 22 seconds. Hepburn throws to Crowell. 20 seconds. Chucky deep three. Left side. In and out. No good. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by Bowie. Fouled by Davis. And the Badgers up against it now. Down four with 14.7 seconds to play.
Unlike the Penn State game where Wisconsin was making plays in the final seconds, final minutes, they just haven't been making shots here. They're one of their last nine field goal attempts.
And that was a very deep three as Isaac Lindsay will come in. Jordan Davis fouls out. He finishes with 15 points. 14.7 seconds to play. 66-62 Northwestern. And Boo Bowie goes to the free throw line where he is 5 of 5 tonight. 20 points in the game. 9 in the first half, 11 here in the second. A deep breath. And the first free throw where the bolts up the floor. Left side, Badgers down 4, 8 seconds left. A pass for Wall. Desperation 3, left side iron no good. Rebound tip, loose in the corner. Now Hepburn has it, he'll throw it up and he missed it, but he was fouled. And it'll be a 3-shot foul if it's the case, and it's not going to matter. As time has expired, unless they put time back up on the clock. They get a foul on Audige. Clock shows zeros. We'll see if they put some time back up. 66-62. Northwestern leads Wisconsin. We'll see if they put some time back up. If they don't, then it's all for naught in terms of the outcome of the game. So again, it's Rob Riley and Kelly Pfeiffer over there looking at the monitor. And again, it's making sure it's a 3-shot foul, I'm sure. And then the big matter is there time left on the clock?
Offensively, the Badgers picked a very poor time to go south. One of their last 10 from the field.
The Northwestern has not needed a bucket, nor has it had one in nearly the last 3 minutes. But credit to the Wildcats, what they've done defensively. 0.6 is what they'll put on the clock. And that could matter here In the case of a three-shot foul, you make two, preferably the first two, of course. Miss the last one and give yourself a chance for a tip-in. And at .6, you can even gather and put it back up. Chucky Hepburn will go to the free throw line. 66-62, Northwestern with 6/10 of a second to play. Chase Audige called for that foul, his fourth. This is a three-shot foul for Hepburn. First is on the way, and it's no good. And that is pretty much your knockout punch here, barring the bizarre.
Pretty much how the final 2 minutes went.
Mm-hmm. Second free throw is good for Hepburn, 66-63 Northwestern. Now Nicholson in for Barry. You got to miss this and then hit a wing and a prayer. And I think Greg Gard is going to use his last time out here. Yep. Got to draw up the intentional miss, and then you still got to get it outside the arc to try to get a three unless Northwestern commits a serious basketball sin and commits a foul and an and-one inside. I would say that's highly unlikely. 6/10 of a second to play, 66-63. To just 8 points and only seven shot attempts in this game as the Badgers fall to 4-4 in Big Ten play, 12-6 overall. Final score, Northwestern 66, Wisconsin 63. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Badger Basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. And by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Hey fans, next time you make the journey to the Kohl Center for a Badgers game, come hungry and scoop up a Brew Pub Lots of Matzah Pizza, official frozen pizza of UW Badgers Athletics. Brew Pub pizzas are loaded with more than half a pound of Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and are also available in your local grocery store. Steven Crowell bucket with 3:14 remaining gave Wisconsin a 61-60 lead. That was the last bucket of the night for the Badgers. Brooks Barnheiser answered with a layup to give the Cats a 62-61 lead, and Northwestern hits free throws late as Northwestern gets the better of Wisconsin tonight, 66-63. As the Wildcats get 20 points from Boo Bowie, 16 from Chase Audige. The Badgers with four in double figures, led by Jordan Davis with 15, 12 for Chucky Hepburn, 11 for Tyler Wall, and 10 for Connor Asijan. Northwestern a winner, 66-63. More of our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin. Ready to treat any sports injury.
West.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
Greg, are you on?
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Wisconsin holds off Northwestern holds off Wisconsin tonight, 66-63. We are joined from the locker room by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, you said it before the game, Northwestern's defense, what it does, how it doubles the post, it's aggressive on screens. pretty, I know, clean looks you guys had at times, but otherwise their defense pretty much is advertised from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we had a lot of very good looks. Steve's wide open looks at the top of the key. Connor had several wide open looks. But this was more self-inflicted in terms of the fouling that we did in the first half that we specifically talked about not putting him at the free throw line and gave them some free points there. And then our inability to convert at the free throw line when we got there ourselves. So it's something we'll dive through the tape real quick because we don't have a lot of time. We always use that analogy. We got to go on next, but we've got to quickly turn it and we got to play smarter. I mean, specifically in the first half with the fouling, I thought we gave them too many free points and gave them some momentum.
Greg, what disappointed you about some of your offensive execution 2 minutes?
Yeah, we didn't get the ball at the rim. I thought we settled at times. We didn't attack when we could have. Ended up having, you know, too many desperation shots there when we've talked about attacking the rim, get there, score with the clock stop, get in the paint. We had a four-point game. It's still a two possession. We don't have to have a three. So those things that we'll look on the film and show and try to help our guys get better.
Greg, you mentioned this is a short turnaround. You guys are going to be getting into Baltimore really late tonight. So we'll turn you loose, let you handle your other obligations, and we'll re-rack for Wednesday.
Okay. All right. Thanks, guys.
Appreciate it. Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Northwestern a winner here tonight, 66-63. When we continue, we'll check out the Big Ten Network out-of-town schedule coming up. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists in their own words.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A few flurries possible at times tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows around 23, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 29. Lows dip down to about 21. Tomorrow night, cloudy skies. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
If you're an area employer, the next 30 seconds can be key to your growth and success. On-the-job training programs are available right now to assist with selection and cost of that new employee your business needs. Reimbursement for training costs, customized training plans to fit your needs, and continuous support when you need it. You hire, you train, we help pay. The first step is to contact us. Call the Wisconsin Rapids Job Center at 715-422-5000 and ask about on-the-job training programs for area employers. We'll help you build the workforce you need.
Pride.
Left corner, three on the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Physically take our phone, call the guy we know that can do it, and say, hey, I'm standing at this address. I need somebody to come over here and pull this limb out of this house. A lot of companies won't do that.
A West Bend claims representative on handling a claim.
And we bring that sense with us that we can fix it. That's the biggest thing we do for them.
West Bend, the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovations, or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians.
Games like that need a high-quality, go-all-four-quarters frozen pizza. And you'll find that in a BrewPub Lotsa Matzo Pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a BrewPub Lotsa Matzo Pizza.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Northwestern 66, Wisconsin 63 tonight. The Wildcats shoot 43% from the floor, just 38% for the Badgers. As again, the free throw, free throws, a big difference in this game. Northwestern 16 of 18. The Badgers just 9 of 16 at the foul line. Total buckets were even at 22. Badgers had 4 more 3-point hits, but a lot of things you could look at. Some open shots that didn't fall, and free throw struggles continue for Wisconsin. And Northwestern just got to the line a little bit too much, and that proved costly for the Badgers. But as we said, a quick turn as the Badgers head off to College Park, Maryland to take on the Terrapins. Our coverage Wednesday starts at 5. Tip time is 6 Central for the Badgers in Maryland. Wisconsin going for the sweep. It was a narrow Wisconsin win against the Terps a few weeks ago. Again, your final tonight, Northwestern 66, Wisconsin. Northwestern 66, Wisconsin 63. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield. By the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Mike Lucas, our engineer Dave McCann and Braxton Vine back in our network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Wednesday when the Badgers take on the Maryland Terrapins. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The death toll from the Monterey Park, California mass shooting now stands at 11 after one of the wounded has died. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
Law enforcement officials here are trying to solve a troubling puzzle. They still don't know what drove 72-year-old Hu Cam Tran to open fire. L.A. County Sheriff Robert Luna.
Did he plan this? Was it the day of? Was it a week before? What drove a madman to do this? We don't know. But we intend to find out.
The sheriff disclosed that 42 shots were fired during the massacre, and a search at the suspected gunman's home showed evidence that he was manufacturing gun silencers. Steve Futterman, CBS